Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, WGN's sister station Antenna TV spoke with Ivan Doroshuk of the classic 80s band Men Without Hats. Listen as we talk to Ivan about the early days of his career and the hit song Safety Dance. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. Did your interest in music start at an early age?
I was born in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. My dad was getting his master's degree and PhD at the University of Illinois. So I was born on campus, and we moved to Montreal. My dad got a job teaching at the University of Montreal, and we moved to Montreal when I was about three. Well, I took piano for, 10, 12 years, but my mother was a voice teacher, was a classical voice teacher at McGill University in Montreal for about 25 years, and she was my voice coach too. She was my first voice teacher and voice coach.
How did Men Without Hats start?
We had a high school band called Wave 21, and it was my two brothers and I. It was the beginnings of punk, and it was the DIY sort of thing was going on, and everybody was just starting bands. I was going to McGill University. I was studying film and communications. That's where I started Men Without Hats. The folklore of Men Without Hats is that we were too macho to wear toques in the winter, so called us the Men Without Hats. I thought that the punk sound was, it was cool, but it was a bit too edgy for commercial radio, and I was going for top 40 radio. That was a concerted effort on our part.
What inspired you to write the song Safety Dance, and how did it change your career?
I wrote that song after getting kicked out of bars for pogo dancing at the beginning of punk new wave music. Every time it was the dying days of disco, and every time they'd play a Blondie Heart of Glass or a B-52's Rock Lobster, we would get up on the dance floor and start pogoing, and it was the precursor of slam dancing, so the bouncers didn't take it too kindly and threw us out, and I went home and wrote this song, and that was it. Back then, I'd be lying if I didn't say that I thought everything I wrote was great and was going to be a hit, and that's why we do this business. That's why songwriters are songwriters. They think they write great songs. It wasn't our first single. It wasn't our first choice as a single. It was our second choice. So having your song played all over the world is great, but the video really changed my life. It was the recognition factor that put it over the top for me, and it was great. I thought it was. We were lucky to be around. And when there was only five videos in existence, and they were on heavy rotation.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.